Hello and welcome back to Depths of Depression. So this is now the third episode and the third one I'm doing in a row. I'm doing it, by the way, on my phone, and it's most likely that I will release this podcast on Anchor FM. It's a free website where you can also release a podcast. So by the way, if you're feeling inspired and maybe you're in the depression, wherever you are, and you're feeling inspired, well, I also want to share my voice. And I really want to encourage you, you know, speak your truth, speak your voice. You can go on Anchor FM and start a podcast there. Or you can also just go on YouTube and put out some stuff there, what I was used to do and what I will do in the future. But right now I feel like, well, I feel like making a podcast. So this one episode I will, or we will together move deeper into the darkness. And I will really talk about this feeling of pain and despair and this hopelessness that I felt so much, like never before in my life, in these 3 months. And I'm trying to articulate how this felt like. And this goes maybe a month back when it was the worst. Today it felt pretty good. It's by the way evening time right now here. It's 10 p.m. 26th of June, by the way. So I remember like a month ago, yeah, as I said in my first episode, I would wake up sometimes and it would be just pain all over my body. And I wouldn't be able to explain where it was coming from and why it is there. And I would feel like, why do I feel this? And it really would feel like this whole pain is like all over my body, in my soul and in my everything. It was sort of painting like my whole day. And I remember on these days, I would sometimes sit with myself, because really at those times when I felt this pain, I didn't want to talk to anybody. Like, I want to be away. I want to be fucking away from anybody. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't fucking want to. So I would sometimes really feel like I would wake up and I would feel like, well, I guess today I'm not going to open my mouth. I'm not going to talk to anyone. Or I would feel like I just want to stay in my room all day long. At the end, I usually always talked with my mom, usually with my family, and also with my whole family. Like, I'm very open about it, but I can't really have a good conversation with them. They don't really get where I'm at, but this is okay. And what's maybe important to notice also is that in the last 3 months, I just started this week basically to reach out to people on the internet, to my friends. But before that, for the last 3 months, I didn't log into Facebook pretty much. I didn't log into Messenger. I didn't want to see those messages. I don't want to log in. I don't want to do this. And I remember when I felt this pain, I would go outside. I didn't want to look people into their eyes. I would feel this sort of hopelessness, like, whenever I would look at people, I'd feel like, holy shit, there's so much pain inside of them. Oh, this is all hopeless. This is so hopeless. We're all gonna die. What are those people doing? Why are they happy? And, why are they even doing it? I would really ask myself, like, why... these people that I would look at them like almost like as if it's if they're aliens. It would really feel like this at times. I would look at people from like far away and I'd be like, this is an interesting specimen. This is an interesting animal. And I would feel like, why are they doing what the fuck they're doing? Why are they not aware that this is all futile? This all doesn't make sense. They're all gonna die. So what I'm sharing now, by the way, is some really dark. And I would go back home, and especially those times when I was alone, I would feel this despair, this hopelessness, like nothing can help me, nothing can help me. It's so crazy, what I would usually feel in the past. So I had days where I would feel down, but I would always feel like, okay, I'm going to watch a movie, next day is going to be good again, I'm going to meet my friends. I'm going to do this. I'm going to eat a piece of chocolate. It's going to be good. But there were those times. Like, fuck me. I would feel like there's nothing that can pull me out of this. Nothing. I'm just in this fucking hole. I'm in a sunken place. I would cry. And what has been interesting, and this is a reason why sometimes I couldn't sleep. This would especially happen when I was in the bathroom after maybe brushing my teeth. I feel like within me there was something, there was a space, there was something I could access. And it was something like eternal sadness. Like I could tap into this and I would always feel sadness and it would never stop. Like it's just this whole sadness in there. And has been very shocking, like, oh my God, like, it has been a really difficult experience. And really, I think, almost, even right now, you know, and I'm still in a depression, I'm not really through it yet, but even now, when thinking about it, it's almost, like, you have to be really in it to really be able to feel it. It's almost not impossible for me to really be able to convey this feeling. It's been so, like, fuck me, like, pain in such a pure form. It's almost like, it really felt like almost like the whole world. It almost felt like the whole pain of the world with all the wars and a lot of bad stuff going on. All this bad energy, this heavy energy. It's put on me, and I have to go through the pain of the world, the pain of humanity, the pain of life. Yeah, really dark, really dark. So, yeah, I think this is it for the third episode. Fuck, we are now at a really dark place now. And this is really what I want to share with this podcast. Maybe at the end of the podcast, I'm going to share with you some beautiful, optimistic words. But I sort of feel like I want to go with this podcast into some really dark areas where I wouldn't usually go to. All right, this is episode 3. Thank you for listening. And I also want to say, if I'm continuing with this podcast, feel free to write me a message on Facebook, Twitter, and search for me. My name is Elias Limitless. You can write to me. Yeah, you can write me questions or experiences. Maybe I'm going to put it then into a future podcast. Thank you for being here. And keep it, hang in there. That's what I want to share. You know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. And also now when I look back, I'm like, yeah, I'm not in this anymore. But I guess I'm moving out of this. Okay. Thank you so much for listening.